When I, a student of the way, look at the real form of the universe, all is the never-failing manifestation of the mysterious truth of the awakened life, in any event, in any moment, and in any place, none can be other than the marvelous revelation of its glorious light. We begin this Bodhisattva's vow, when I, a student of the way, look at the real form of the universe. We could start this with just saying, looking at the real form of the universe. And yet, it's important to say, when I is taking ownership of effort, of practice effort, and yet, we must right away counter this when I with a student, a practitioner of the way. Otherwise, I looking at the real form, only sees I, only sees through self-centered dreams. We only see then self and other, getting and losing, wanting and not wanting, and all that arises from that. So, when I, a student of the way, takes a step past self-centeredness, sees and notices, caught. And yet, we must say when I, because otherwise no effort, no acknowledging this practice effort that we must make, because it's the nature of arising, passing is just this, and yet the nature of entangling in it seems often to be natural. Otherwise, without saying when I, we fail to see that there's this need for effort. There's no acknowledgement of the practice effort that's certainly necessary. And it's good to remind ourselves and nurture this practice effort with all sorts of forms. Forms of sitting upright, forms of sitting with others, forms such as the Gatha of Atonement, which is the Gatha of acknowledging and releasing all sorts of so-called past, present, all sorts of cost, all sorts enabling us to be at one with this moment, despite ongoing arising, passing of habits of past, present, future, of inside and outside. So what is this? All is the never-failing manifestation of the mysterious truth of the awakened life. In a way, it's not mysterious at all. It's always right here. What is this truth, this reality? Is that in any event, in any moment, and in any place, none can be other, none is other than this marvelous revelation, this glorious light. So what is this? Waking up in the morning, coming awake, opening our eyes, we can see this. We can recite this verse even to remind ourselves, or parts of it, if need be. And yet, we also can notice, may notice, how quickly we find caught in fears in self-centeredness and holding entanglement, if those arise. And yet, it's most important for us to be meticulous and persistent in noticing the arising of beliefs or of holding habits, of or noticing the acting out or the entanglement or strategies or reactions, whatever you call them. Some of you have started reading Joko's new book, and there's an emphasis there on beliefs, core belief, whether you call it that or something else, whatever is skillful to notice. So when we say the four practice principles, we start with caught in self-centered dream, not because of any criticism, but because of the strong habit that we notice if we sit upright. One of the things we notice, if we are present in our life throughout the day, whether in so-called formal sittings or other times, beliefs seem to have a power of their own. Reactions seem to occur. Where does it come from? It's not necessary to look, much less to attempt to figure it out, though at times we get inklings or discover. We discover this in the process of ongoing life practice. We discover it in feeling it viscerally or in noticing. Someone said to me, "Oh, I'm in a terrible mood today." Good. Right there is caught in holding to. Some of this is related to so-called self or all sorts of distant ancient events, people, entities, social, political, all sorts of things, international. When we notice this, is the opportunity. It's vital to noticing the entangling holding, and it's the opportunity of being the experiencing, so to speak. To notice the strategy of how we're going to handle this, and being the practice. And that's one of the things that formal sitting is particularly good for. Because in formal sitting, we all know that we can't avoid noticing these arising. There's nothing else going on, and yet something seems to be blocking us, catching us. We're believing something, and right there is the opportunity of experiencing, of being this forgetting self, being this universe that's always awakening us, and yet we don't notice. Instead, we sometimes dream, harming, suffering that arises from this dream. That's the wonderful opportunity that practice, whether formal sitting or others, offers us. No need to figure anything out. Of itself, if you notice, if you make the practice effort, when I, a student of the way, look at the real form, then we are more sensitive to and able to see and feel this moment, and see and feel naturally what we're caught up in, what we're believing, what we're holding. Not to figure them out. This seeing, this noticing, is exactly this experiencing opportunity, this opportunity of not following along with entangling behavior, strategizing, but rather this moment, hearing what's so, being this experiencing, this moment, body, mind, universe, however, whatever this is, because this is marvelous revelation of the glorious light. The more we allow ourselves to be nurtured by this, the more we can let go of entangling self-centeredness when that arises. The more we might even notice beliefs and strategies planning to entangle and entwine, and yet being this moment, this body, mind, universe, this glorious light, this glorious darkness, this moment. Enough for now. Thank you. Maybe next time I'll continue this. Maybe not. Who knows? Please, be your practice. Every morning, every moment, opening your eyes, your ears, your whole being. Then this glorious light manifests in all that you do and are. Thank you.